7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz. Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We are Pony Cake Sports, and we are coming at you with a 2018 NFL mock draft. And as always, I am joined here with none other than Tim Thompson and Tom Schultz. Guys, how's it going?
Fantastic, man. Very excited. You know, sucks getting towards the end of the fantasy football season, but as we established last year, breaking down of players, mock drafts, all that fun stuff, very excited to get back into that as well.
Yeah, all three of our NFL teams suck really bad this year, so we are looking at the future, and we are ready to dive into all these prospects. It's exciting.
Yeah, I totally agree. Again, we are Pony Cake Sports. You guys can follow us on Twitter, at Pony Cake Sports, at Pony Cake Tom, at MMA News underscore Tim. You guys can always email us, ponycakesports@gmail.com. Go to our website, ponycakesports.com, and you guys can listen to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, pretty much anything that you can think of for podcast listening devices. So do yourselves a favor, subscribe, and do all that good stuff. Without any further ado, we are going to go right into the mock draft. Pick number one on the board, the Cleveland Browns. I'm going to go first. Who's going to go second? Tim?
I'll go second,
I guess. Third, Tom. So
already not happy about my picks.
Pick number one on the board. Cleveland Browns are on the board. And again, we are doing the results from week 11. We are not up to date with the week 12 yet, so we're going to go with that. Cleveland Browns, quarterback, Josh Rosen, UCLA. I like Josh Rosen, 6'4", 220 pounds, had a lot of hype behind him last year. And yes, he has had a down year this year, guys. But if you're looking at some of these other quarterbacks, Sam Darnold, because we have him in our rankings here, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, a couple of the other guys, I have Josh Rosen as my number one quarterback right now, and I have the Browns taking him.
Josh, I mean, I don't like the pick because I don't think the Browns are going to go there after spending such a high pick early on with DeShone Kizer. Not to mention, I feel like Saquon Barkley has an opportunity to immediately step into that offense with the improvements at offensive line and make one of those quarterbacks look like a real threat. So Saquon Barkley is where I would have went, but Josh Rosen is a stud. I'll give you that.
It's time that the Browns invest one of these top five picks into a quarterback finally. They're going to do it this year. Not a big fan of Rosen myself, but I would not be shocked if he went number one overall to the Browns.
One last thing. The only reason why not the only reason why, but one of the reason why that I do like Josh Rosen so much, week one in the college season, if you guys remember, that he did play Texas A&M. They were down 44-10. Yeah, at half or in the third quarter, came back and won that game 45-44. Huge comeback, relied solely on his arm. And with that performance, I just looked at Josh Rosen and everything that he has done on the field. He looks really good. He does make mistakes, but I do like him as well.
We will see. I think it'll be a battle between him and Darnell. I know Tom doesn't agree. We'll get to that a little bit later, I am sure. With the second pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers are currently on the clock, and they will, in fact, take Saquon Barkley from Penn State University. Listen, dude's an absolute freak. Just under 1,500 yards rushing and 18 touchdowns last year. Just over 1,100 yards rushing so far with 16 touchdowns this year. Obviously, he'll have a bowl game to improve upon that. Not to mention the, you know, three touchdowns he had receiving and nearly 600 yards as well. This is exactly what a team wants. Dual threat, physical, the speed. He is a once-in-a-lifetime type back. He has that Todd Gurley-esque that you know, any running back that you can think of that can change a franchise, he's it. And the 49ers cannot pass this up with the craziness that they've had to deal with Carlos Hyde.
Yeah, Saquon Barkley has more upside than anyone in the draft class last season, more upside than Ezekiel Elliott. He can transform an offense, and we've seen running backs as of late, the Todd Gurley's, Leonard Fournette, Ezekiel Elliott, completely change teams, change the team's identity, and that's what he's going to do for the 49ers. Kyle Shanahan will build that offense around him and Jimmy Garoppolo, and the Niners will be headed in the right direction.
Yeah, a lot of people are coming out and saying that Saquon Barkley is the better prospect between Ezekiel Elliott and who is the other running back that just came out, Leonard Fournette. And they said Ezekiel Elliott had everything. Leonard Fournette, special talent. And then they look at Saquon Barkley, one step above them in every single category.
I obviously I love Barkley, but I hate when people do that. Listen, they had over 2,000 yards rushing 1 year on the backfield for kid out of Ohio State. Where am I blanking right now? Thank you for Zeke. So I hate the comparisons, but I obviously he's gonna be a special guy.
With the third overall selection, the New York Football Giants select quarterback Lamar Jackson from Louisville. The 2016 Heisman Trophy winner has only gotten better this season, his junior year at Louisville. He's a better overall quarterback this year, far superior passer to what he was last season. And along with his improved passing, Lamar remains the most dangerous scrambling quarterback in college football since Mike Vick. That's kind of a bold statement. Tim is rolling his eyes at me. But this kid can transform a team, and with what we saw from Deshaun Watson this year, it's going to be hot to get that mobile quarterback, and Lamar Jackson's going to be that. He is my number one quarterback this year, and if I had the first pick, he would have went to Cleveland.
I love Lamar Jackson. I think he's a very good quarterback, and I could see that happening with him going to Cleveland, between him and Rosen being the top guys. I know, Tim, you believe that it's Darnold, but I like Lamar Jackson. I like what he's done this year, even though that he is on a not a very good team right now. But he has been doing very, very well and showing flashes of being a great quarterback.
He has the prototypical, if he gets in trouble or feels the pressure, he runs. And while he is a very good athlete, that's not what NFL teams need. And this is not the direction I believe that the Giants are going to want to go at all. I don't know if Tom has insider info, and that's why the Giants are going to start Geno Smith this week to try to, you know, get themselves ready for what Lamar Jackson could possibly become. But no, I do not like this pick whatsoever.
Do you have a projection for Lamar Jackson? Do you compare him to anybody?
He's a similar player to Watson, probably not as polished, and Watson did more in college, but he's a better athlete than Watson. He's got a stronger arm than Watson. He hasn't been as accurate, but he's over 60% in his completion percentage this year, so he's getting better. Not as much talent around him that Watson had in college, so that's who I'm going to go with is my comparison right now.
The arm strength is the only thing you have to stand on, Tom, of what you just said.
Everything he's a far better athlete than Deshaun Watson.
Absolutely false.
You don't think he's a better athlete than Deshaun Watson?
For the quarterback position specifically, no. I feel like he plays the quarterback position as an athlete better than Lamar. Lamar Jackson is essentially running the Wildcat at Louisville right now. That is what he's doing. He has a hell of an arm. He has a big arm. I'll give you that. But his accuracy is far worse than Deshaun Watson.
It's over 60%. That's pretty good.
Next up, pick number 4, the Indianapolis Colts. I am going to go with none other than Bradley Chubb, North Carolina State. I think that the Colts can add another defensive player to this defense. They need somebody to get after the quarterback, something that they haven't been doing great lately this season. He can get off double teams. He can destroy single teams off that defensive line and would be an added presence to that defensive line and really be somebody that can run after the quarterback.
Yeah, for me, I would be absolutely shocked if they don't address the edge rusher or the offensive tackle spot. But right now, Chubb, he's probably the most reliable, most consistent edge rusher in this draft class. Dude can do it all this year. He's not that Arden Key, Myles Garrett freak of the edge rusher. Can't bend the edge like those guys can. But, man, he is so consistent. He plays the run equally as good as the pass. And put him in a little rotation with John Simon and Jabal Sheard and you got a nice little group there, and they'll be able to do a better job at getting after the quarterback for Indy. I like the pick.
I love this pick, Josh. I love what he would bring to the Colts. It would be perfect. You know, you're talking about the guy who exposed Lamar Jackson for being who he is this year. You know, he has gone out there and done it continuously. So I absolutely love this pick by the Colts. With the 5th pick of the 2018 NFL Draft, the Denver Broncos will go with Mike McGlinchey from Notre Dame. So I know you guys are thinking, hey, they just drafted Garrett Bowles. What are they doing? When I was making this pick, all I could think is, what team are we dealing with here, right? Not necessarily what I think they need to do, but John Elway refuses to ever admit that they're in a rebuilding or that they need to kind of reassess, and he's always in win now mode. That's it. So either is it going to be Paxton Lynch? Is it going to be Trevor Siemian? Are they going to bring in a quarterback in free agency this year? They still have the Demaryius Thomases, Emmanuel Sanders of the world, the C.J. Andersons. They still, right now is the time. So no matter who's a quarterback, whether it's a young guy or someone who's brought in, they need to protect him. And adding McGlinchey on the opposite side of Bowles is fantastic for them.
I'm okay with this. A couple weeks ago, I probably would have been in agreement with McGlinchey being the first tackle off the board. But right now, I don't think he deserves that. I think his best spot will be a right tackle. And I don't know if they're going to invest a top five pick into a right tackle. I could see them going quarterback. But McGlinchey, he's a solid, solid tackle. Came back to school, I believe. Is it his fifth year, Tim, at Notre Dame? But he struggled this year with speed, and it's kind of downgraded him. The Georgia film, the Miami film, it was ugly.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I mean, as obviously I'm a big Notre Dame fan, but I said to both of you guys after all the games, Georgia exposed the Miami game specifically, exposed him huge. I just think at the end of the day, when it comes down to, yeah, there's that bad tape on him, but when it comes down to pro days, when it comes down to senior bowls, if he plays in them, combine, all that stuff's going to add up as long as he can stay healthy. All of the those things adding up, he's going to be a top guy.
I don't hate the pick, but like you said, they drafted Garrett Bowles, and Garrett Bowles is a little bit older for a prospect. But at the same time, going back-to-back with offensive tackles, and you have no quarterback. Like, I think we've realized Paxton Lynch is not the guy for this team. He looks awful. Terrible. And then Trevor Siemian, he has not looked much better at all. But maybe they get a quarterback in free agency. I don't see them drafting a quarterback. They could, but if this is going to be the first offensive tackle, I don't think it's McGlinchey here.
That's it. The only other thing I can think, I know you guys say, if John Elway sees Sam Darnold sitting there at number five,
it's possible.
It will be so hard
For
his big, fat, egotistical head not to draft him and think he can turn him into the next John Elway.
It's very true.
I agree 100%. With the sixth overall selection, the Chicago Bears select wide receiver Calvin Ridley from Bama. Chicago Bears, last season they drafted their franchise quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky, but they still lack the proper weapons. Right now the Bears remind me of the Rams last season, have that top-level quarterback, but you have no one around him to throw the football to, not many weapons. I think they are going to invest heavily on offensive weapons, and that's going to start in the first round. For me, Ridley is my number one wide receiver. He's in a pro-style offense, and he can be that legit number one wide receiver for the Bears. He's got good hands, one of the best route runners in college, and has all the athletic ability and gifts that you want for a number one wideout.
I like Calvin Ridley. I really do. But if he went to the Bears, I would just be so heartbroken for him. I just feel like that is not a place that I would like to see Calvin Ridley go. He's so talented, super talented. But man, if he went there, I'd just be so disappointed. As much as I like the Bears, because I do like them because we are from Chicago, but I just can't get behind it. I can't be 100% about it.
You hate the Bears. As a Bears fan, I will tell you, listen, I would be very excited about Calvin Ridley, but I would be lying if I said that he's the guy who I want the Bears to pick. I feel like a Sutton from SMU, much bigger, more physical wide receiver with the DBs in the NFC North, very physical. You have to have a big body wide receiver for your number one. And I don't know if Calvin Ridley can handle it.
Next up, we have pick number 7, and it is a tie between the Bengals and the Cardinals. I'm going to pick with the Bengals. Bengals, offensive guard, Quentin Nelson, Notre Dame. Now, if you are going to go the safe route, the easiest pick for the Bengals, because one, they just drafted one, Joe Mixon, last year, and they have no freaking offensive line whatsoever. They have to get somebody there. You would think an offensive tackle would make sense, but they have to go with the most polished, most ready offensive lineman, regardless if it's a tackle or a guard, because he is going to be a guard in the NFL. He is the best offensive lineman in the draft class. They have to pick him here.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what you said, Josh. He is the definition of pro ready, clean, and just ready to step in and be a day one starter and have potential to be a 10-year all pro and pro bowler. He's exactly what the Bengals need. This is a perfect fit. And if they want to treat Joe Mixon like that bell cow, like that Le'Veon Bell, David Johnson, Ezekiel Elliott type running back, they need to start investing in that offensive line. We saw last week what he could do when he had decent blocking. He had his first 100-yard rushing game, added in a bunch of receiving yards, but Joe Mixon's the real deal. Give him some offensive linemen and just let him run behind Quentin Nelson all day.
Listen, it's a no-brainer, right? I mean, that was the biggest downfall for the Bengals going into this year that we called out from the very in preseason. They lost two offensive linemen, and they weren't going to be able to replace them. So sure enough, that's exactly what happened. Quentin Nelson is a stud, exactly like Josh said. Look what he did with Josh Adams this year. Josh Adams just went, put Joe Mixon behind friggin' Quentin Nelson, and be very, very excited, Bengals fans. I'm up, apparently. And tied for seventh, Josh, like you said, the Arizona Cardinals. And it's a no-brainer. And if he's still there at this spot, Sam Darnold, no-brainer whatsoever. Listen, you're in a transition stage, right? You're getting older. Obviously, Larry Fitz, your franchise is going out. Carson Palmer, he should be dead soon. So you're going to be moving on to the future. Palmer can stick around for a year, teach Darnold the ropes. It helps. They're both USC boys, and it's a perfect fit, in my opinion. You have a stud running back to protect him and kind of hide him for a little bit to start out his career. No-brainer.
Right now, the Cardinals are in football purgatory. Their team is one of the oldest in the NFL. They're not winning. They're not contending for a Super Bowl. So getting Sammy Boy right there, that'd be a good value for them. We'll see if he comes out. I'm having my doubts. I think he's going to go back to school. But if he landed with Bruce Arians, I think that'd be good. And sit a year behind Carson Palmer. And like you said, with the David Johnson, that would only make him that much better and help him out that much more.
Yeah, he should go back to school because he's not going to be the first overall quarterback. He's not going to be the second. And I don't think his draft stock is going to be up there like how Tim thinks. And I don't know. I'm just not a huge fan of Sam Darnold. But does it fit a need? Yeah, but I just don't like it.
The same exact way people question if Jared Goff would still be the number one, it's exactly what's happening here. Now, to be fair, Darnold's numbers are much worse than Goff's were the year before he came out. The only thing that will prevent Darnold from being the number one quarterback selected in next year's draft is Sam Darnold, and he decides not to come out. That's it.
With the ninth overall selection, the New York Jets select quarterback Josh Allen from Wyoming. The Jets have been surprisingly a lot better than a lot of NFL pundits thought they would be. A lot of people thought they'd be contending for that first overall draft pick, but they've got a pretty solid team. Right now, Josh McCown, we know he's not the answer. He's not going to lead this team to the Super Bowl. He's not going to be their franchise quarterback for the next 10 to 15 years. But he is a good stopgap. Put Allen behind him, have him learn the ropes, and this is pretty good value, picking at number 9 if the Jets can still get what they consider a franchise-type quarterback. And they have went and seen him play 2 or 3 times. This is the quarterback they're chasing right now. That's why I had them go with Mr. Allen.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you say that you had some insider information that Allen would be going this high?
Yeah. There's a lot of rumors right now that the Jets love him.
So, the Jets love him?
Yep.
Alright. Well, they have been talking about Jets-wise bringing back one Josh McCown and everything like that. Do you think that they will bring back McCown and still go ahead and draft a quarterback like that if that's the case?
Oh, yeah. You need a quarterback to win in this league. And they still got Tom Brady in their division. He's going to be playing until he's like 64 years old. So they're going to need to get a quarterback in there that can compete. Because Josh McCown's not going to win them the Super Bowl. It's a fact.
Okay. I'm sure they're high on him. I just don't like this spot for it. I think it's way too high, in all honesty. I feel like he's a project that I don't think the Jets can develop. I feel like they had a plan last year to kind of build on that defense, build on the back end. There's a lot of guys here coming up that we're going to talk about that can help solidify that. So I feel like Josh Allen, it's a bit of a reach for them at 9.
Number 10, we have the Oakland Raiders on the clock. I'm going to go with safety. Minkah Fitzpatrick, Alabama. 6'1", 203 pounds. This kid just makes plays left and right, and he makes plays when needed. He's just there all over the field and would be a difference maker for the Oakland Raiders.
It's a no-brainer. I mean, there's some other DBs that you could definitely put in that spot, but I like it. I mean, you're talking about a lot of big-time football, a lot of physical football. That's what the AFC West plays. So, I don't mind the pick at all, Josh.
I really think we're extremely disrespectful to Minka. I think he's a better prospect than Jamal Adams was last year. He's in my eyes, the cleanest prospect in this class. He's a baller. I think he could possibly play corner, but he will be best suited at playing safety. I think he can play strong or free in a cover three scheme, cover two. He can do it all. And I absolutely love Minka Fitzpatrick.
Better than Jamal Adams, who has helped make the Jets 4-6. So if you say so, Tom. Anything else, Josh?
No, I'm good.
Moving on to 11, we have a tie with the Chargers and the Browns. And with the 11th pick, the Los Angeles Chargers will go first, and they will select linebacker Roquan Smith.
Reach.
From Georgia. Absolutely not a reach. Has that ability for what they need. A linebacker that can do it all. He's very, very physical. He can go up there and pop you in the mouth. Great run stopper, and has that ability to drop back in coverage. Everything that you need for the Chargers defense specifically, Roquan Smith can fill that. With the two guys that they have on the edge rushing the ball, add Roquan Smith there, and that pretty much solidifies your front seven. That makes them one of the very best defenses in the NFL, hands down.
If I did not have the Raiders taking Minka Fitzpatrick, this would have been an awesome spot for the Chargers to take him here. That's where I would have been perfect.
For sure.
But I wanted to ruin that. So.
Yeah, Smith, sideline to sideline backer, extremely fast. And I think it's a little early for him. The inside backer class is really good, but I just don't know if he's set himself up. I don't know if he's that much better than Evans from Bama or the kid from Virginia Tech, but it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I'm indifferent on the pick. I don't hate it, and I don't love it. I'm okay with it. The Chargers need help on the defensive end, and Joey Bosa has turned out to be a monster so far. And we'll see how the rest of that team goes.
Don't forget
so.
Melvin, bro.
Yeah, he's played really good as well, so definitely good.
With the 12th overall selection, the Cleveland Browns select edge rusher Arden Key from LSU. Look, I get that Arden Key has kind of been a head case this season. Took some time off in summer. He struggled with injuries early in the 2017 season. But Arden Key might have the highest upside of any pass rusher in this class and could easily go top three. If he plays like he did against Alabama for the rest of the year and kills the combine, he might be a top three pick. Personally, I'm not really worried about him and the love of the game for him. A lot of scouts and there's a lot of insiders saying they're worried about that. Just watch this kid when he makes a play, how much he celebrates. It looks like he's having the time of his life out there. Just imagine Arden Key and Myles Garrett on the defense.
About to say that. Arden Key and Myles Garrett together. Woo! Holy cow, I can only imagine. And actually, Arden Key was one of the guys I wanted to take earlier, but I just couldn't find a spot for him at one of those picks that I had. But I'm glad he went this high in our mock draft because I think he's a very, very good player. Makes a lot of plays, can get after the quarterback. From LSU, very good player. You put him on that Browns defense, who is already playing pretty good defense on that front line. It'd be very interesting to see where the Browns go from there.
Yeah, that pressure that's going to come up front is going to be, I mean, listen, you've already seen the difference this year with what they're able to do on the defensive side of the ball, and adding someone like Key, like you said, on opposite side, I don't know how you prepare for that as an offensive line. I really
good
don't.
Luck.
If Key is able to create a competitive nature along with Myles Garrett, like you said, good luck. That immediately makes the Browns. It puts them in with the Steelers type of defense, the Bengals. It makes them, gives them that swagger that they need in order to be in that division.
They might get four wins.
Yeah. They might have more wins than this year. Are we worried at all about Arden Key's off-the-field issues? We said that he took a couple games off, kind of a head case. Are we worried about any of that off-the-field stuff?
Yes.
It has to be an issue, but they'll see that. They'll get to know him better in the interviews at the combine. We'll see how he prepares for the combine. But right now, he's playing his best football, putting great film out there, great tape. So it's good for this kid to be getting it all together.
Next up, pick number 13, we have the Miami Dolphins. And I'm going to go with the other safety I have on my board, Derwin James, safety, Florida State, 6'3", 211 pounds. And basically, he's just got some size, speed. He is a big boy, and he can be all over the field. He can play inside the box if needed. He can cover guys on the outside. He can play corner if you need to. I like Derwin James, and actually, I have Derwin James ranked at the top of my safety board. But at the same time, this is just a better fit, and Minkah Fitzpatrick was a better fit higher up. But I think this is an awesome fit with the Miami Dolphins.
All the hype was there for James early or before the season started. Kind of the whole Florida State team has kind of been a disappointment. He hasn't played the best, but I think he's going to test very well. He's got that size, like you said, to be that enforcer, and the Dolphins definitely need help in the secondary. So the pick makes sense.
It makes a ton of sense. Listen, I thought they were going to try to find a way to get a safety last year, and it didn't work out for him. So this is just, it's perfect. You're talking about a guy who, he has that big game experience. He has the size, someone who can immediately come in and kind of the same way as, I'm not crazy like you, Josh, I'm going to start comparing people to Jamal Adams or Tom, I think that was you, but the same way that he can go out there and be the leader of a defense, talking about a guy who a year or two from now, pre-snap, you watch him and he's constantly moving, constantly, you know, changing, you know, looking, calling players out. Huge addition for the Dolphins, in my opinion. I'm up now, and with the 14th pick, I've gone back and forth. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Josh, your team. I've gone back and forth between a couple of guys. Definitely not as deep as a cornerback class as it was last year, but I'm going to go with Joshua Jackson, cornerback out of the University of Iowa. I know that there's some other people there who, you know, you might think could fit a little bit better, who might be ranked a little bit higher right now. You have Webster. You have Tavarius, how the hell do you say his name, Tom?
Tavarius.
Great guys from top schools, but what Jackson's been able to do at the University of Iowa, very, very physical corner. I like that in my cornerbacks, in all honesty. It seems to me that a lot of the corners that were drafted in the first and second round of last year's drafts, the ones with the most success were the ones who have been a little bit more physical off the line, and Jackson is just that, so... Give me Tampa Bay taking Joshua Jackson.
Yeah, Jackson's pretty new to the position. I think this is – he's only had 1 or 2 years at playing corner. He was a former wide receiver, but he's playing good football right now. And what's kind of crazy is he's struggled the most when he's lined up trying to press the guys. If he can develop that to his game, this dude's going to be a lockdown cornerback. I absolutely love his size, 6'1", close to 200 pounds, got awesome length. The telling thing for him will be his speed, what he runs at the combine.
Yep.
If he's in the 4.4s, he'll be the first corner off the board for me.
Yes, Tampa Bay needs a corner, and I am okay with it being Joshua Jackson. Again, like you guys said, he has played very well this year. If he can get that other part of the game underneath his feet, he will be a very, very good corner. So hoping that it does happen for him and it translates to the NFL. And if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select him here, I'm okay with it. I cannot hate on it one bit.
With the 15th overall selection, the Washington Redskins select offensive tackle Connor Williams from Texas. For me, Connor Williams is my number one offensive lineman in this class. Josh, you brought up Quentin Nelson. It's between those two for me. But with Connor Williams playing the premier position, I think he's the one and only true left tackle prospect. I think it's hands down, Connor Williams, the best guy. I love this kid's intensity, the attitude that he brings on the field. Physical, extremely dominant. You got to be a little worried about the knee injury he suffered early in the season, but he did come back, and he was the best player on the field for the Longhorns. He kind of reminds me a lot of the Tennessee Titans' Taylor Lewan. He's got quick feet, good balance, effective kick slide, and a mauler in the run game. Only weakness right now is his strength. He's top 5 pick overall in this class on my board. So
overall,
Redskins got good value with him at 15.
Well, he's the kid that has already come out and said he will not play in the bowl game.
Yep.
Correct? And
is that what he said?
Yeah, Texas fans are up in arms.
I think all three of their guys said they're not playing.
They all said they're not going to play, and Texas fans are absolutely livid, which I can't blame him, but at the end of the day, I can't blame Williams either. You know, huge opportunity here. He's already had some injury scares in his young career, so I don't fault him. Listen, if you're sitting out a gold mine, why are you going to go and try to mess that up? I'd do the exact same thing.
Yeah,
you would too, you selfish prick.
I would.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it's just that knee is a scary thing for me. That's all it is.
Since the Jalen Smith incident, I don't blame any of these kids for sitting
up. Nope. Yeah. All right, last pick of the first half of this 2018 NFL mock draft, because we are only going to go up to pick 16 and then be on the lookout for part number two. So pick number 16, Dallas Cowboys on the board. I'm going to go with defensive end / outside linebacker Harold Landry, Boston College. And this was kind of a difficult pick for me because I think the Dallas Cowboys need a defensive presence. They need a guy to get after the quarterback, but also they need a linebacker because Sean Lee's not going to be there forever. And I love Harold Landry. I love what he brings to the position. He's a 6'3", 250 pounds. He's fast. He can sit there in coverage. He can rush the quarterback. The only thing that is I'm worried about is in the game against Notre Dame this year, two 200-yard rushers, and Quentin Nelson basically just made him his bitch. So that is what I'm worried about. But other than that, and he only made one tackle, but other than that, Harold Landry has looked very, very good this year. And I think he's going to move up on boards. A lot of people have him projected in the late first, early second round. I think he should be here, but this is a very difficult pick for me, but I really like Harold Landry in this scheme fit.
I have a feeling he's dealing with injuries and has been dealing with them for most of the season, because last year, you put on the film from last year compared to this year, completely different player. So kind of hope he's hurt, because if he's not, something's wrong with this kid. Harold Landry, definitely soured on him, like you said, against that Notre Dame film was absolutely horrendous and just completely dominated by all three guys he went against in that game.
How many touchdowns did Notre Dame rush for in that game, Tim?
I don't know. If it's
7.
Wow.
That is ridiculous.
No, what I've noticed about Landry as well, specifically this year, and again, Tom, maybe he is dealing with injury, but anytime his hand has been in the ground, hasn't looked good. That's the biggest thing there. So I don't know, can he be a 3-4 outside backer? I mean, he looks much better staying on his feet. You know, more than likely, it seems like it's going to go that route.
Yeah, if he's a backer, I'm okay with it. If he's standing up, I feel very comfortable.
I don't think that they're going to draft him this high to ask him to put his hand in the ground, in all honesty.
All right, so that is part one of our NFL 2018 mock draft. Be on the lookout for part two coming up. So, again, we are Pony Kick Sports. You guys can follow us on Twitter at Pony Kick Sports, at Pony Kick Tom, at MMA News _ Tim. Let us know what you guys think. Comment below. Do all that stuff and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, everything else that you can find a podcast on. So, for us, we will see you.